Okay? So when everything started happening for me, I just advertised through Facebook. And I had posted to someone's page in London, and it went viral. And then I got invited to come to London and teach, and that was going to be my first international thing. I think that was 2013. And I had gone to this evening thing with Divine Healing Hand Soul Healer, free two-hour thing, and I was like, kind of not my thing. And then she did a free reading for everybody. There was only like seven people in the room. And she didn't know anything about me, and I sat down with her, and she says, "You're going to be traveling international soon. And you have really heavy personal karma, and you're going to want to get that cleared up before you go." I go, "Okay, here's the sales pitch. How much is that?" $2,500. Yeah, right. I didn't know about the London thing yet. Did not know. The London thing came like 3 weeks later. All the invite, and they filled up three classes. Seven students, 15 auditors. So I was going to make about $13,000 in 2.5 weeks to go there. So as the deposits came back in, I said, "Okay, let's talk about clearing up that personal karma," because it was a service that they did for you, and forgiving of ancestors and clearing your Akashic records. And in doing that, because before everything had been kind of a struggle, everything just, I got a United card, I got a bump up to business class, I got to lay down, all the classes were full, I got private appointments, I opened up the UK, I found someone to be a certified instructor over there, it just went. And then I went to another one of their things, and I said, "That was $2,500 worth spending," because everything came in so easily, it made it easy for me to do that. And I said, "Okay, so what about my mom?" And they, it's totally different with your mom. She's got really bad stuff. Hers is $3,500. I go, "Here we go again." And so another clinic opened up and gave me the money to do that. So without telling my mom, that was a Christmas present I gave her that year. And I kind of liked how they went about it, because you had to buy $3,500 worth of his books on a certain day on Amazon, and that's how you jump up to be bestseller. You get everyone to buy all your books on one day, and you had to give them out. You had to donate them to people. So I kind of liked that. He was getting money, but you were getting something back, and you were helping other people. So I liked the whole thing about that, and I did all that. And then after, she said, "Good thing you did that, because you would have inherited it. He would have been stuck with it all over again." I went, phew. But it's, my mom's lighter. She's doing more things. She went from not wanting to be on the planet at age 70 to self-publishing and writing books on Amazon now. So she helped me publish and do the first book that I have on Amazon right now. Horse 101, Everything You Wish You Had Known Before You Got Your First Horse. Little funny English cartoons. It's really cute. So, and she's doing all these things again, where before she was kind of done, like she's under a heavy cloud, didn't want to be here anymore, you know, no point to her life, redundant days.
Makes so much sense, because like when I knew, well, we noticed when my stepdad just gave up, it wasn't long after that he passed away.
Right.
When he just said.
They just, yeah. She was spiraling downhill and couldn't write and was losing some facilities, and now she's published 11 or 12 books and herself, and she knows how to put them into Kindle just like that and do everything through Amazon, and they just print a book to order. So you don't have to have a publisher, you don't have to pay for books ahead of time. You order a book, it takes 2 days, they print you up a book and they send it to you. And she figured all that out at age 75.
Go mom,
yeah.
Awesome.
But her life is lighter, so if I could give that to her as a Christmas present, that's. And then I was giving out all these books that were on healing and, you know, the cells of souls and asking for forgiveness practices, which is the whole Ho'oponopono thing. Ho'oponopono. One guy had gone, a psychologist, taken over the worst asylum for crazy people that were dangerous and violent. Never saw any of them, just looked at their file and did the Ho'oponopono. And every single one of them got better, even though he never saw them in person. Yeah, and the whole facility changed, and they actually ended up closing it down. And everybody left. So that's the Brad Yates, EFT tapping. It's a whole nother. There's so many things out there, and you get confused. But if you have your yes, no, is this something appropriate for me right now? No. In future, yeah. So you're not ready for it. So when you're asking, what do I need right now? I'll just say I'm ready to learn something new, and I'll get an email. Is this it? Okay. So right when I was said, what do I want to learn now? I got a Tony Robbins thing that said 30% off for Thanksgiving for this thing. You can go to the 3-day LA thing for $495 or something. I went, oh, I can do that. So all I'd say is I'm ready for something else, and poof, there it is. Cool. So is the vitality better on the person that isn't here that you remotely cleared? You did your doggy? You did two emotions? Is the vitality higher? About 24%?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But it's, the worst thing we can do is not try. Yeah. And how hard was that to envision him sitting on your lap? He's not here, clearing the trapped emotions and looking at what organ it affects. What else is needed for that organ? You don't need to know what this product is. Use your yes, no. Would this help him? I lean forward.
What
is that? It's just a heavy metal detox.
Oh, okay.
So, and we get into that tomorrow. It passively detoxes without stressing liver and kidneys, where all the other detox dump into liver and kidneys. Yeah, everybody.
Everyone.
Pulls out all the chemicals from vaccinations, wormers, herbicides, pesticides. The dogs are on the floor near the grass sprays and the carpet products and the cleaners and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we talk about NCD a lot. Took a bit.
Because interestingly, from an issue I had previously, I have kidney issues.
Okay.
So I don't know whether you can. Nexium.
Can you grab my purse?
Affected my kidneys. Nexium and all that stuff for you.
So we'll bring out a bottle. Because I do usually do put a drop of that on everybody's tongue, so that you can see what it does for you. So in detoxing, I had spent a lot of money. This other healer said, Tiki, my little horse, who'd been on the racetrack and over-vaccinated and over-wormed, needed this vibrational waters from healers who share, and you take a saliva sample and a hair sample. I did me and him. It was like $1,300 worth of stuff. I was getting cranky, and by day 3 or 4, he was pulling back on the hitching rail. He didn't want it in his mouth. I was like, stand still, God damn it. I paid a lot of money for this stuff, but you're going to take it.
One way or another.
Yeah, he was trying to tell me something. And so they're just vibrational waters at different vibrations to pull out vaccinations and to pull out stuff. And I'm like, it's just water. It can't be harmful to him, and you have to put it in their mouth every so many seconds, no other food in their mouth. It was kind of a pain, and I wasn't listening to my horse, and went to a 2-day 100-mile endurance ride, and his heart rate wouldn't come down. He was like at 185 all day, walking and trotting, and at the vet checks they couldn't find anything wrong, but it took him a long time to pulse down. And was peeing yellow and clear. Massage guy couldn't find anything. Vets couldn't find anything. I asked him if he wanted to do the next day, and I went a lot slower, and I watched the heart rate monitor because I was sponsoring a junior rider for a 2-day 100, and he had to do both days or he didn't get points for the first day. And he said he was game. We just went really slow. And then I contacted Regan, and he said, well, all the toxins that we're pulling out were dumping in the liver and kidneys. I couldn't handle it. So you need something that's a passive detox. And this is a -2 crystalline cage, and everything that's bad for you is +1, +2, +3. It grabs it. It becomes neutral, like a refrigerator magnet, and escorts it out the body passively without stressing liver and kidneys. And it's the only one that passes a blood-brain barrier. So when we're working on Lymes and EPM and EPSM horses and stuff, it's part of the protocol. Because when you're treating things in the blood system, just by taking an antibiotic, you're not getting the blood system that's in the spinal column. So you have to find things that pass the blood-brain barrier. This is one. Oregano oil on the spine is another one for antiviral bacterial getting in the spinal column. So that's why people with Lymes never get better. You're taking the antibiotics, but you're not addressing that blood system. Cool? So I usually put one drop, and I'll just do it. I just tell you to go under your tongue, because if you go like this, it just drops off your tongue.
Oh.
So it says 3 drops 3 times a day in water, but it will detox the water before you drink it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because it's a magnet. It's going to go to the first thing.
It's good for some things, like if you're not sure about the water.
No, because then it's doing nothing for you.
Yeah, but if you're not sure about, I've had problems and issues with just straight water that is jacked up.
Well, then don't drink it.
That's what I said. But if buy something else.
Yeah.
You need water, that can come in handy.
Yeah. So I tell people to put it straight in the horse's mouth or straight in their mouth, and then at muscle test for how many drops. The horse should be able to handle 10, and people should be able to handle 5 to 8. But the more sicker the body is, the more dis-ease, the slower the detox needs to be. Just like the slower you're like, oh, you're so sick, let me pull off 20 emotions and we're going to give you a whole bottle of NCD in a day, and they crash. So, and when we're suggesting things for horse clients, it's what can the horse handle in a day? Okay, well, you're going to go to an event tomorrow that's really stressful to the horse. I can only do this. Or is the horse going to have 3 days off? We can do more so he can process in a relaxed, natural environment. You're not going to do all this work, do cranial, detox the horse, and send him to a three-day event the next day. He'll crash. And then the owners blame you. So you're always asking, what are you going to do with the horse in the next couple days or the dogs for how much healing we can process today?
Okay. And how long do you take that for?
You ask. Oh, okay. You usually start with how many bottles do you need? So you'll start on 2 or 3 drops 3 to 4 times a day, and then you want to be able to get up to 6 or 7 drops. And you ask, do I need it again? Do I need it again?
And you order that online?
Mm-hmm. It's in your workbooks.
Oh, okay.
I talk about this stuff all the time, and it's always testing at 9s and 10s. Good girl. You remember to put your tongue up. You only got half a drop. There you go.
Because I've always been a little weird because I don't want to stress the kidneys anymore.
Well, that's what you said, it's passive.
Yeah, so, and that's how I learned that it had to be passive, so.
Do you hold it under your tongue?
No, you just swallow. It's just so that it doesn't run off your tongue. So I have a lot of female clients, of course, and they get all healthy and the diverticulitis and all these issues go away, but their husband refuses to take it or won't change things. I said, you can take that. It's right in the brain and in the bloodstream like that. It just passes the blood-brain barrier. And 5 minutes later, he can be drinking his rum and cokes. It won't interfere. The worst thing he can do is not take it. So the first thing it pulls out is heavy metal toxins, mercury, lead, arsenic. That's part of the Alzheimer's. There's mercury and aluminum in the brain. I used to have plantar fasciitis, where you got up and it was so painful to walk. That was the first, I had to give up horseback riding. I couldn't handle my feet in the stirrups. That was the first thing that went away in 3 days. Don't know why. I was just glad that it's gone. Do I need to know why? No. Can I walk and run now? Yes. Okay, that and changing posture is why I lost 50 pounds, because in the yoga video, it's 50 pounds heavier, because my thyroid was always borderline, which is our posture, and opening you up, that's what we're going to be doing today.
I was thinking the same thing, because the video, it's like, she's a lot heavier, and I look, she looks great.
But it's following this path of, what do I need now? Regan kept saying, I'll show you how to do that on book thing. But it's all the first rib getting our shoulders back. As soon as you go like this, you're going to be an easy keeper. You're compressing your thyroid, you're compressing your diaphragm. As soon as you are like this, you will not find a person standing in military posture that is fat. Everybody that's fat, their neck goes like this and their back goes like this. And whatever you have in your lower back is going to be mirrored in your neck issue-wise. So you need to correct both. It's Alexander technique, and it's just laying on a book on the floor with your arms like that and your knees bent.
Yeah, is there a way to correct your neck?
All I'm looking at for thyroid, because T1 ties into thyroid, is when you look at your posture, your head should be back here. It shouldn't be like this. As soon as you do this, you're going to be an easy keeper horse. Doesn't matter what you eat, what you drink, what you don't eat or drink, you're still going to put on weight in that posture. Yeah, because I was doing endurance. I was riding 250 miles a week. I was getting off doing the downhills and the uphills with my horses. I was eating salads and distilled water. And back then, I was drinking Corona Light because I couldn't even have beer with regular.
You were still that heavy?
Yeah, I was 190. I was 211 with tack. And that's what Tiki had to compete with. And it was just, you know, gaining 3 pounds every year. But it was just fighting and struggling. And I couldn't have the pies and the cakes and the breads and the rice and the potatoes, which I still don't do now. But now I get to have real beer. Beer with calories, Stella, yeah. You know, and I can have something once in a while and not be 190 pounds again. But it's in your posture. As soon as we're like this, you're going to be easy keeper. As soon as you're like this, then you're going to shed weight. The other thing in Robert Tenyson Stevens' course I took is conscious language. So you want to write these down in your book, and you want to do it in all capitals, and you want to write it down this way so you can put words behind it in a sentence. So you're going to write da-da, 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 da-da. You ready? Okay. I am. I can. I will. I have. I create. I enjoy. I love. And we go back to I am. And I am is God in the Bible, those kind of things. So this is your conscious language. And when you say double negatives in a sentence, I don't want, you're going to get more of it. So don't say what you don't want, because your energy and your guides and angels is going to help you get more of what you focus attention on. If you focus attention on lack of money, back pain, whatever, they think you want more of it, because you're focusing your intention on it. So what you need to do is focus your intention on what you do want. So on my mirror every day, it just said my perfect weight is 148. It is not okay to say I want to lose weight, because want leaves you always in want and lacking. I want money, I want to find a job, you're always going to be in want. You're either in want or you're in having. Okay? I choose to find my perfect job today instead of I'm going to go looking for a job. It's not okay to lose car keys or money, so it's not okay to lose weight. You will get it back. Pretty cool?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so every day I just kept saying my perfect weight is 148. I really like 139 to 142. So I was just like, oh, cool. It just, you know, just it was just affirming what I did want, not what I don't want. Is that pretty cool? So whatever it is you want more of, you put behind those sentences. You want more love? I am love. I have love. I will love. I love love. I create love. I enjoy love. I am love. But everything in your life and mind mapping and stuff, you want to create what your intention is, not what you don't want. Just focus on what you do want. Even if it's only one small flicker in a very negative world, focus on that. That's the whole thing of The Secret and the intention and setting intentions. And the whole Tony Robbins thing. Don't think about everything you don't have or isn't perfect in your life. Focus on the one thing that is good about the person you're in love with, or the dog or the horse or whatever. Just focus on the one good thing you can see. You will see more of it. Cool? So I use that with the horses. We use it with all the stuff. Is it 11? Is that what she's coming in for?
I think she's
early. Oh, 10:20. Cool. Right? Doesn't it just feel like, wow, that's like whole new possibilities? So when I was pushing energy this way to find clients, it was repelling them. When I started giving the yoga YouTube video and people were finding it, and I was donating, you know, $85 gift certificates to the last girl in 4-H that won last place in the halter class or whatever, or the last person in the endurance ride, or the horses that needed it the most, not the people that win. They're already winning everything. You get something for being last place, you're like, holy shit, but that's the horse that really needs it. You feel good about it. It's a good energy, and because you did that, things start coming in this way. So you have to bring the energy in through the horses, through the people to find you. And that was the whole YouTube channel. So the YouTube channel and the whole website came about because I was in cool California riding. There was another lady that did treeless saddles. And we'd never really clicked or gotten together. But she said, you know, you have really nice horses. I like how you ride. And we're retiring my husband's horse. And I heard your nice pony horse is for sale. you know, for $3,500, we'd like to look at buying them. And I was like, well, I could make money, or I could fix the husband's horse that he has a pass with and a bond with, because husbands don't ride a lot with wives. If you can get them a horse that they, yeah, you want to try and fix it. Oh, no, the vet said this. He's all broken, stubbed up. I said, well, I won't charge you. Let me just look at him. He was a cranky old guy to work on. Had to chase him around, but he went down the next day and talked with all his horse buddies, and she said, you know, he's really moving better, and he picked up a canter from my husband, and we had an enjoyable ride, and he's never done that before, and why don't you come over, and I'll do some filming for you. Well, she had a steep hill and then this little flat arena, and all of a sudden her horses just started coming up one at a time, presenting themselves with no halter or lead work for body work. I went, oh, this is kind of cool. He must have told them about you. And she says, I got to film this. And then so I worked on her other three horses, and she said I made such big changes in her horses that she'd never seen before. She made the website for me for free and the YouTube channel for me for free as a thank you. She said more people need to know about you. But in that, I could have chosen to sell my horse for $3,500. I didn't feel it was the right home. Or fix the one that they already have a love and a bond with. Which one would have gotten me more money when I didn't have any money in the bank? Which one was the right thing to do? And how did that grow? Cool, huh? She gave me a $1,600 website, made a YouTube channel, did a whole little thing on me, filmed all that. I was just like, wow, that's really neat. So it's interesting when you just put out good intention and do the right thing, how it comes back. Cool. So we got into products, got into motion coding, our vitality's up. This is another energy drink. I know you guys got tired yesterday. It's by Watchter's company, and it's WACHTERS.com. WACHTERS.com. So we push our adrenals, we push our thyroid, the go, 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 go women multitasking thing. And we get adrenal burnout and fatigue. And green things are always good for you, like iodine, kelp, seaweed for feeding thyroid. This is called Professional Formula C, and I travel with it. And it's really interesting. You can come a little closer. I'm just going to put some in. This water's been sitting here for like an hour, so there's you can't be in front of the camera. And it's usually more than, but as you drop down, there's just like all these little things that are happening. And it'll start swirling all by itself. And it's just green. It feeds your colon. It energizes. It feeds your thyroid. It gives you vitamin B. It gives you vitamin C. And that's what we're just going to drink for a little bit of energy. So day one, I tell you to drink water and lemon and these things. And if you don't, you kind of hit the wall in the afternoon. And you're like, my brain's not there. I'm really fatigued. So day two, I kind of show you all the tools, you know, to before you go to work, before you're going to go work on horses. What do you need to do to fortify yourself so that you're not using your energy? When healers would work on me, they said, man, we can't believe you're not worse than you are because you've been using your own energy all this time. What do you mean? There's an option? Yeah, energy is supposed to come through you for the energy of the horse, and you're supposed to ground yourself. I went, oh, nobody told me. So it was kind of like the hard road to learn of, you know, how to work on all these horses, not use your personal energy and be drained at the end of the day. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't have to stir it. Water hasn't been moving. It just kind of goes. Whoo. So I tell people to, there's hardly any flavor to it, to drink it until your poop is green. It's actually feeding your colon, your whole system. And people are amazed that there's really no flavor. What I do want to tell you is that it stains. So don't be wearing a white t-shirt or spill it on anything. But that's just your little energy drink for today before we go out on horses. And everyone in my class is like, can I have some more? But that's why we didn't put it in a plastic container and why we're putting it in glass cups. So cheers, guys, to your health.
Cheers.
If you could pass one to her. And remember, when even though I suggest something for you, you can use your yes, no. Is this good for me? Do I need this? Could it be stronger? I start with it kind of weak so because there's no flavor. Right. For something that green, it really doesn't have
it's
a bad flavor.
Flavor.
So you can do it a little bit stronger, but I like to start it with people, but it is going to feed your thyroid, your adrenals, all that kind of stuff. So now stand up, put your yes and no on. Okay, so you were saying you have an issue with certain body parts? Small intestine? Mm-hmm. Okay, so put your yes and no on. Is this going to help small intestine? Yeah. Is that going to help your kidneys?
That's going to help my kidneys.
Okay. Now think back to the NCD drops that I put under your tongue that you swallowed. Is that going to help your kidneys?
NCD drops
going to
help my kidneys.
Are both together going to help? Yeah. So liver and kidneys, we can't really get into healing them until you remove all the toxins and poisons that are affecting them and taking them down. So the whole point of healing is remove, replenish, restore. The natural cellular defense is about removing all the toxins of why you can't assimilate your nutrition in your healing program. Okay, so we'll ask people, you know, oh, great, you're taking this really expensive product and it tests for a 9 and a 10. Are you able to assimilate it? No. Are you assimilating about 30%? Yes. So if you actually cleared your liver and kidneys, would you be able to assimilate it at 90%? Yes. So that's why people say, I bought this really expensive stuff and the naturopath tested it for me, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything because you're not able to assimilate it. So the first time I work on clients' horses, I don't get into their diet and feed program. They're magnesium and selenium deficient. Well, mercury blocks magnesium, and that's in all the vaccinations, and sulfur blocks selenium. So until you pull that out, you don't even know if they can absorb it from the diet that they're already eating now. Make sense?
Yes.
After they'll do the detox, and then the feet just totally clear up. The white line tightens, they get concavity, the thin soles go away, because liver and kidneys couldn't assimilate nutrition, you'll see crappy feet. So we're going to sneak that white lion horse some NCD today.
Yeah.
we won't tell him.
He won't mind.
Put it in there. Yeah, because he's had white lion and feet sloughing off, and none of the other horses are here. So, and he's not in mud. You saw Turbo yesterday when we worked on him. Clean stall, no poop, no pee, nice facility, sandy, dry, Florida. Why is he getting white lion so bad that his feet slough off for like long periods of time?
I thought maybe it had an abscess.
And ideally, though, shouldn't he be on that for a period of time?
Yeah, but we're going to do what we can here with someone that doesn't quite... I mean, I did his dog for free just so he could see a difference, which he came in and said, wow, my dog's different. So hopefully he'll start looking for changes in his horses. So because when I tried to explain things to him, he was the cowboy kind of thing. So it's just coming in little ways. And so if we give him some NCD, and he has to have the hoof spray on the bottom, soak it under the shoe and the frog, even though he's not getting worked on today, mm-hmm. and a coronary band, because it goes right into the hoof. And if he doesn't have it again, then he might notice that we actually made an improvement and change on his horse. And then they're willing to listen. Cool. So when I have clients...
Well, that's easy enough, though. Excuse me.
Well, he has to do the NCD on the inside, because no matter what you're doing for the hoof...
But just to make right. some sort of change with spray, if I'm spraying the frog and the coronary band, and he sees a difference, like that's... You're like, oh, well, maybe the other stuff works, and then mm-hmm. he would mm-hmm. get...
Yeah. Because when I suggested something for the feet, I got a whole big, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da, and a whole story. I was just suggesting something that your horse needs. When you're ready... So my regular clients, I turn on their yes and no's so they know where the answer is coming from. Otherwise, they don't do all the homework. So pull out your sheets that we were working on yesterday, filling out for horses. So here's a picture on hooves that we can talk about. When I was talking about side bone and ring bone calcifications, when the hoof is not round, this is what's underneath. That's what's growing in every horse by the age of three, because they all have first or about by 3 months old, and they're not loading the hoof correctly. So we get into dynamite balm sweats tomorrow, and we work on breaking that down in level two. But you can see how it affects the coffin bone. Okay, so if I could see your sheet there. Okay, so you guys are filling out these sheets, okay? Hopefully giving them to the horse owners. So you'll need to write your statements on another piece of paper. Yesterday we just did group one, name of the horse. We asked the vitality at the beginning. Every day we're going to be asking the vitality at the beginning, at the end, because that's a way to see that you're actually making effective changes. Someone says, try this product. You can try it on a horse. Did it really? Oh, he went up 3%. I'm not going to waste my money on it. Oh, wow, the hoof spray, the horse jumps up 20%. I'm going to do that. Okay? So now today we're also going to be asking, so are the meridians out of balance? The answer is just yes. Because when your hoofs are out of balance, your meridian ting points are out of balance. When you have crooked feet, remember we squatted down behind the horse and you see 4 heat, okay? So 12 ting points end in the horse's feet. Okay, when you have crooked feet, medial lateral out of balance and high lows, your meridians are out of balance. So all you're doing is yes. In level two, we ask which ones and what they need. Okay? Next one is hooves balance. No, we didn't see any hooves that are balanced. Okay, hooves balance means 4 feet match. You have 4 feet that don't match. It's like a high heel shoe and a low heel shoe and walking around all day. That's why they need the yoga, because the ribs, the withers, and the pelvis is going to shift out every day. So you either need to learn the body work or they have to do the yoga. Okay? Next one on there, viral issues. Yes or no? Okay. If you want to learn about where I ask usually about sinuses, lungs, or intestines. Viral and bacterial needs dark, wet, moist. So I just kind of say, is it in the head, sinus cavity? Is it in the lungs, or is it in the intestines? Okay. And then if you want, we can ask what they need for it. Bacterial issues, same thing. So if I get a yes for viral or bacterial, but I get a no for sinus, lungs, or intestines, I ask, is it affecting blood, muscle, and spinal column? Not or, blood, muscle, and spinal column. That's when you're going to find your Lymes, your EPM, EPSM, other kind of things going on in the horse's body that nobody can diagnose. Okay? So there's just different protocols that we do for where it is in the body. If you have bacteria in the sinus, those are going to be the head-shaking horses. Because anytime we work them, all that gunk in there starts moving and their sinus cavity is like a little honeycomb and the stuff starts dripping and draining in there and it feels like an ant's crawling around in their head and they're doing this. And what do they get? They get their heads tied down. Or they get some cranial sacral and it gets a little bit better. We do the dynamite liquid trace minerals on feed for 10 days and it goes right up through the gums for bad teeth and sinus and it seems to go away in 10 days. We get into that level two. Okay, this is just knowing that something is out, and that's why your vitality won't be at 90%, because they're working on something viral or bacterial. Horse needs a detox, yes. How many bottles of NCD? A healthy horse should be able to handle 10 drops, one, two, or three times a day. A laminitic horse, we give it every 4 hours, and they're usually sound in 24 to 36 hours. They're trying to detox through their feet because their liver and kidneys are too stressed. So as soon as you pull it out this way, all the inflammation goes in the hoof and it seems to tighten up again. So if they can't handle 10 drops, then they have more serious health issues. On boy horses, it usually means they have a bean and they can't pee freely. When that thing hangs down, I always check for beans for free. Because if it's compressed and they can't pee freely, they can't detox.
And that's funny you say that because you wouldn't believe how many people have no clue.
I went to London and they say they pay for it. And we were getting beans out that big. So their vets were only looking around the head of the penis. But on top of the urethra is another dead end hole that goes off in two directions. And when the horse is hanging down, you just lightly, oh, you're welcome. squeeze the end of the penis, and if there's anything firm, something needs to come out, but you can't pull on that muscle, so they have to be all the way down, and then you're trying to get something this big out of a hole that's this big. So it's like you got to stretch it like a blackhead and push it out. But until then, it's like, wow, he can only handle 5 drops, so he can't pee to detox. I know it's more information than you need to know, but that's why this is here. And this is here, and this is here, because the horse owner needs to be involved in the homework. If they're not, you're just treating, and they're not changing the fact that there's viral, bacterial, bad foot, bad liver, bad kidney issues. So they need to get involved. So my clients, I turn on their yes-no pendulum. I get as many people as I can, because you saw it's much easier in a group. Kids get it right away. You know, the older and left brain they are, the harder they are. But that's what all this homework is. And when they do it, then I usually don't see the clients again, or I see them for one recheck. If they don't do it, then they're calling me back every month. Okay, so by tomorrow we'll be down here, but for today we're just up here in the top of what I want you. I just try to give you little bits every day because it's overwhelming. Okay, so if they can't handle 10 drops, there's other health issues going on. Okay, people should handle 5 to 8 drops, but stage 4 pancreatic cancer would be 1 drop every hour because you can only pull out so many toxins. So your toxins mimic things in the body. Mercury mimics magnesium, so the body lays it down thinking it's magnesium, and then when you feed the horse magnesium, the body says, nope, thankful, and they just poop it out. Fibromyalgia is mercury toxicity, and they can't absorb magnesium. Pull the mercury out, you get the magnesium and calcium in there, and their body pains go away. Muscles need potassium, and magnesium, and selenium. Can't get it, you're going to have tight, painful muscles. Hurts to move. People have done other heavy metal detoxes and put themselves into fibromyalgia. IV chelation, they're pulling it out, and when it stops, it can dump somewhere else, but where this is like a passive IV chelation. So plantar fasciitis went away, I lost 50 pounds, my health and vitality is better, my skin's better. I like the NCD. It's a lazy man's way to get healthy. People need that in our busy world. I don't have time to do anything for my horse. All I want you to do is hollow out a piece of carrot, put these 10 drops in it, and give it to your horse. Well, I'm only here twice a week. Well, then find an organic horse cookie, because you can dry out the drops. Put 10 drops on everyone, put a little bag, and say, anyone coming by my stall, please feed my horse a cookie. It's that easy. Why an organic horse treat? Because it's going to work on the first thing it comes in contact with, the NCD. So I get people that put it in the grain. I go, well, that was a waste of money. It detoxed the grain. It needs to be in the horse's mouth. With Tiki, I would just say, Tiki, here's your liver drops. You know, so when he crashed at the endurance ride, I called Regan, and he said the vibrational water pulled out the toxins, dumped in the liver and kidneys, so he had me put him on the NCD, and Tiki was back in 3 weeks. And doing better, lower heart rates, and my farrier within 4 weeks said, what are you doing differently? Because all of a sudden his hoof wall's twice as thick, there's more resilience to the sole, and the hoof is just so much healthier. And I'm like, he'd been on Dynamite Nutrition for 2 years, but he was over-vaccinated and overwhelmed at the racetrack. Stress, liver, and kidneys. Doing the NCD detox, he can now assimilate 100% of the Dynamite Nutrition, but how can a farrier see a difference in 4 weeks if it takes a year for that hoof to grow down?
Good question.
It's still all live tissue.
Yeah.
Still has blood flow near it. Okay, so that's what made me think it would help the laminitic horses, and it really does. But they got to have it every 3 to 4 hours. Just pulls the toxins out. Yeah, how can everything get so much better in 4 weeks? So Tiki was already on a good nutrition program, but he wasn't able to assimilate it. I'm like, you can change a hoof in 4 weeks. That was just friggin' amazing to me. So, I know, brain overload. You should just... We just need to plug me in like a little iPhone. You just go. But that's why we're filming all this for the member site, so you guys can get this information again and again and again. And I'm trying to make short chapters, so we're only trying to do like 30 minutes.
Who will be able to get to the member site?
Whoever wants to.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a paid member site, right, because I don't want the veterinarians in there, but it's whoever is believing in this and wants more information from the classes that I can't put on a DVD to sell, and I can't post to Facebook because I get slammed. Uveitis doesn't get better. Cushing's doesn't get better. This doesn't get better. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, but my clients are saying their horses are better. Well, we want proof. Well, after they spent $3,500 with the vet and $300 with me, they don't want to spend any more money for proof. Their horse is better. They're happy.
They have their proof.
They have their proof. You know, they had fetlocks this big around. They did with side bone and ring bone. They did the bomb sweats, and they're back to this. They didn't want to go pay for more x-rays. Their horse is sound and working again for $32 worth of dynamite balm. So when I go to areas, I try and get communities together that one person signs up with dynamite or one person signs up for the NCD, and they all save shipping in an area, and you all have a whole little area now that's just spreading and spreading and standing up for the hay quality and the feed pellet quality. On Big Island, Hawaii, my friends buried two of her horses in the backyards for bad colic, enterless stones. And it's so hard to get hay in Hawaii because it mildews. You can't buy a large quantity. And they have the compressed little bales, and they're double. They're $40-some for a little bale of Timothy, you know. So they feed the cubes dry. Well, calcium bentonite clay is there as a binder for the cubes to stay together. And eaten dry, it was just making huge enterless and the horses. So she went through the remains of her horses, and we have pictures of two 10 and 11 pound stones inside her horses, and the only thing the same in the two horses was the same feed. So now I'm telling all my Hawaiian people to go to pellets or soak your hay cubes first. There's a binder in there that's keep them like that and eaten dry. It's just really congealing all the horses in there. Any other questions before we go on stuff? Okay, everyone impressed with the doggy class yesterday? Good. Okay, so we're going to go do your first ribs and stuff, and you can turn that off.